We continue our readings from the Exodus freedom story. And today in Exodus 20, we have the giving of the Ten Commandments, the Decalogue, the law. How many times did St. Joachim and Anne teach their little daughter Mary about the Ten Commandments and this holy law that God had handed on to her ancestors as a way to teach the people of God how to live and how to find the path to life and not the path to death? Joachim and Anne, as they taught Mary and took her to Jerusalem, even would have handed on to her these words from Psalm 19 today about the law of the Lord. The ordinances of the Lord are true. They are more precious than gold, sweeter than syrup or honey from the comb. And as a little kid, you know how kids love their sweets. They love chocolate, they love honey. And in ancient Palestine, nothing was sweeter than honey straight out of the beehive. But the law of the Lord is even sweeter than that. Note how, in the beginning of the Ten Commandments, something is said before the commandments are listed. It says, in those days, God delivered all these commandments, and God begins, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that place of slavery. Is that a commandment? Not yet. It's simply a fact. It's simply a gift. It's being freed from slavery. It's becoming part of a covenant, a family relationship with God. The moral life is simply a response to what God has done for us. It's acknowledging the love and the sweetness that God has given us, that He wants us to be truly free all our life long. We know just from our human experience that it's a lot easier to follow the rules when you like your teacher, when you want her affection. It's a lot easier to obey a grandfather or grandmother when you know in the depths of your heart how much they care about you, how much they want your good. It's harder to obey someone who's harsh with you. It's harder to obey someone, even when you should, when you don't feel any kind of affection or sweetness there. For us in our lives, the people in our family, the people we work with, people we know, sometimes we wish they might act more righteously. We wish they might follow the commandments as God wants us to do. But the question is, even though we're called to teach God's commandments without watering them down, will repeating the commandments over and over again help them to live them? Or instead, do they need to be simply loved more first? Do we love those ardently who we want to live the commandments? Do they know the sweetness of our hearts or simply the words from our mouths? The Lord calls us all to follow His law. He punishes the guilty and He lifts up the righteous. But first of all, before anything, He brings us out of Egypt. He loves us. He forms a covenant with us. He shows that He is on our side. May we do the same for our neighbor.